1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Decisions are on hold. Whether restrictions will go into effect on the FDA-approved abortion drug mifepristone. The Supreme Court issued a temporary stay while it reviews the case until next week. ABC News Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw says the abortion debate front and center once again.
When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last June, it said the Supreme Court is getting out of the business of setting nationwide abortion policy. This is now for the states to decide. And we see, I think, the court is right back sort of in the spotlight. And in some ways, whatever the court does here, it's going to be having a huge impact on abortion law and policy nationwide.
Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira could face more charges in the leaked classified documents investigation. The 21-year-old was formally charged yesterday in Boston federal court. Parts of the Midwest still under heat alerts, and temperatures in the Northeast are cooling a bit. That after summer-like temperatures. This is ABC News. In San Francisco, police arrested a suspect in the stabbing murder of tech executive and Cash App creator Bob Lee. 38-year-old Nima Momini is being held without bail. He's expected to be arraigned on murder charges this month. Prosecutors say the motive may be a dispute between the two men over Momini's sister. ABC's DeMarco Morgan has more on what police say happened that day.
Earlier in the day, Lee, a friend, and Momenti's sisters spent the afternoon drinking hours before Lee's death. Later that night, prosecutors say Momenti allegedly confronted Lee, asking if his sister had been doing drugs or anything inappropriate. Lee allegedly reassuring him nothing inappropriate had happened. Police say later that night, Lee joined Momenti and his sister at the Millennium Tower, and that cameras would show the two men driving off in Momenti's BMW around 2 a.m. to a dark, secluded area. Minutes later, Lee is seen on camera walking away and injured.
Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Spring is almost here, and that means the environment will get a few months off from damaging road salt. There's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to certify people who apply road salt and encourage them to do it responsibly. Mike Moen reports.
The DNR would be tasked with establishing training for individual commercial applicators who would learn methods for spreading snow and ice melting products that protect water quality. Representative Elijah Benke is a lead sponsor on the assembly side and noted the impact of salt ending up in waterways is becoming hard to ignore.
Harmful effects have been noticed in our native aquatic organisms and other freshwater ecosystems.
To ease any concerns from the business community, the bill has language surrounding liability protections to shield applicators from lawsuits stemming from a slip and fall incident. Others who testified noted the plan can reduce salt from being spread around while still protecting public safety. The measure has bipartisan support as well as backing from environmental advocates. University of Wisconsin professor Hillary Dugan testified in support of the bill. Speaking on her own behalf, she noted efforts to curb salt use go beyond protecting habitat and waterways.
And this hurts recreational activities. It hurts property values. Thinking about if your private groundwater well gets salty, your property value is reduced, you're left without drinkable water.
Dugan says state and local snowplow operators have made strides in being more efficient with their application of road salt or switching to less harmful products. She says incentivizing private contractors can accelerate progress. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin thanks to Civic Media, broadcasting live here from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side, for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state. Up in northern Wisconsin, we got our friends at Lake Eyre in Amory, WLAK, WGBW in Green Bay, the Talk of Green Bay, and so many more terrific Civic Media radio stations. Got Evan on the board. E, how was your weekend?
Oh, buddy.
Let me guess, you're going to say fair to Midland.
No, man, it was great. I had a great time. Weather was just, it was perfect.
It was spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah. It was definitely an excellent weekend. Glad to hear that you had a good one.
How was your weekend?
Oh, and it was filled with yard work. And
know
that was
what I'm
about
saying.
It. So uneventful, but got a lot done.
Yeah, buddy.
And we're already hearing chimes in from our weather correspondent, William Walter, joining us on a Monday. Will, how are we doing today?
You can't talk about the beautiful weather without giving me a shout out. That's one of the very few things that I take personal. I wanted to be able to have a great weekend, get out there, enjoy the sun a little bit. And I wanted to put Luke to work a little bit. He hasn't been doing his homework, and yard work will maybe teach him a lesson. I don't know. I don't believe in capital punishment, but he told me before the show those legs were a little sore from picking up all the sticks. So I was out
in the yard all weekend. I couldn't not take advantage of the gorgeous weather, and so got a lot done. There's still a lot yet to do, but that is the case. It's spring here in Wisconsin. I'm excited to get the preparations done for a garden in the backyard and everything this year, so I'm looking forward to that. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us on this Monday afternoon, it may be a little confusing with Will's presence. It is indeed not Wednesday. It is Monday. But if you want to share your tangents with us, 844-967-2789. And I hope you had a good weekend, Will.
I did. I'm always excited to get back to the Dueling Tangents world. Mondays are my seventh favorite Wednesday, in fact. Fun fact. So
that means they're your least favorite Wednesday. Interesting enough.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, right? Is the glass half full or is it half empty?
There you go.
It's all about perspective.
And Will, as we started preparing for today's show, we started talking about a lot of the clips of doing a little dumpster diving from Friday News Dump that folks may have missed, and just catching up from what happened over the weekend, and a theme occurred. And talking about young voters, last Tuesday, Wisconsin saw historic voter turnout here in a spring non-presidential primary election. And
the question was, well, what mobilized that large voter turnout that was seen last week, Tuesday? And young voters had a lot to do with it. And there's been a lot of takeaways. There's already been some postmortems. There's been a lot of discussions in the 6 days since Wisconsinites went to the polls. And, Will, it's interesting to see where some people are at right now, 6 days out in the aftermath of last Tuesday's historic turnout that elected Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we discussed this in a couple different facets last week, but now that we're seeing some of the hard numbers come out of Tuesday, April 4th's election, interestingly enough, a lot of the conversation is circling around younger voters, Will. You and I, we are in that subgroup of younger voters still. And
I mean, I spent my weekend enjoying the weather. You spent it cleaning your yard. I think we are not the same.
Hey, I was still enjoying the beautiful weather. I mean, it's all one of the same. But the younger voters in Wisconsin is now kind of the focus of how the results last Tuesday ended up the way they ended up. And there's some interesting takeaways. Rather than trying to convince those younger voters that they are the better party to vote for, some political characters are taking a different approach. One, Scott Walker, and this is my Friday news dumpster dive of the week. But Scott Walker last week on Fox News, and I think I saw it, but I think I glazed over it last week, to be honest, Will. I accidentally threw this one out. Didn't mean to. But Evan had it at the ready. This is a clip of Scott Walker on Fox News trying to explain why young voters turned out in mass last Tuesday. Evan, if you could, let's play it for the people.
But across the country is younger voters. In Wisconsin last fall, we saw about a 40-point margin that younger voters gave to the Democrats running for Senate and governor. We saw similar margins in Pennsylvania. Part of the reason why you have John Fetterman in the U.S. Senate, in Arizona, in Georgia, and elsewhere. And just this week in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. we don't yet know the numbers by age, but we do know that Dane County, which is where the University of Wisconsin's flagship campus is at, about 50,000 students are enrolled there. Dane County cast more ballots in the race for the Supreme Court than the largest county in the state, Milwaukee County. And in Dane County, 82% of those votes went for the radical. And so unless we turn young people around, and it's not as simple as one campaign ad or some sort of a coalition. This is years of liberal indoctrination coming home to roost, and we've got to turn it around if we're going to win again.
Backing that one up out of the dumpster, we appreciate that, E. But that is former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's excuse, Will, for why young voters turned out the way they did last Tuesday here in Wisconsin is indoctrination.
He sucks. Scott Walker sucks. So I'm sorry.
It begs the question. Now, you and I, we're right on that borderline of the millennial generation versus Gen Z. Gen Z currently on those college campuses, us a little bit removed. But the question becomes then, is Gen Z an indoctrined generation? They've just been indoctrinated into this mindset? Or are they just fed up of the BS that politicians like Scott Walker has been trying to sell for the number of years he's been trying to sell it? That man hasn't won an election in this state in, 9 years? Almost a decade since Scott Walker has been politically relevant when it comes to winning elections here in Wisconsin. But he's out there trying to say, oh, it's not my views. My views aren't the terrible part. It's the young people. They're indoctrinated. I want to hear what your thoughts are.
It's the Principal Skinner meme where he's like, am I out of touch? No, it's all the young people that are wrong. Like that's a walking, talking Scott Walker. I mean, Gen Z, once again, we said it last week. I'll say it again. Young people saved democracy. We got to get an adjective that starts with a Z. Maybe zeal, eager for change. You know, they are sick of the BS. They are coming out in force. They are making their voices heard, and they are changing the American electoral landscape. I think Wisconsin might serve as a precursor for really the national movement, particularly if a lot of these states are able to get their ground game as effective and efficient as we saw in the state of Wisconsin. College campus turnout was insane. I saw a tweet noting that UW-Eau Claire Ward 20, 232% increase in 2023
versus
2019.
That's where all the dorms are located on UW-Eau Claire's campus.
Correct. Ward 57, which is UW-Madison dorms as well, 240% increase. This goes, you look at the 2019 total turnout, where conservative Supreme Court candidate Brian Hagedorn won with 606,000 votes. Well, in 2023, Kelly lost handedly by 11 points with 818,000 total votes. So turnout was up exponentially, and Republicans got crushed because of it. We have been saying this for years, that when people vote, when turnout is high in general, Democrats tend to win because their policies are significantly more popular with the general electorate. But when young people in particular come out to vote, Democrats and progressive policy will win. I saw an awesome tweet, and I think we mentioned it last week, but it needs to be noted again, from Mike Wagner, political scientist and professor at UW-Madison. Dane County went 82 to 18% for Protasiewicz. She would have still won if you took away all of her Dane County votes, about 196K, and allowed Dan Kelly to keep his 43K. So when Scott Walker comes out and says, we just lost because Dane County's liberal indoctrination of students, like, no. You lost because young people across the state are fed up with you. Dane County was just running up the numbers and rubbing it in your face.
Yeah, increased the margin pretty far, thanks to Dane County. But I agree, Will, but I want to hear anybody else got perspective on whether they think Gen Z is just this entitled, indoctrined generation, or if they're just fed up with the BS. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. And Professor Mike Wagner, who you just alluded to, that Dane County stat professor here at UW-Madison, recent guest on the Cripes Cast, which you can check out. Charlie Burns hosts the Cripes Cast, a conversation for and by people of the Midwest, and you can hear that on civic media across the network on Saturdays and Sundays at noon. Just one more aspect of the fantastic growing network that we have here at civic media. If you want to learn more about it, check out the website, civicmedia.us. And on this Monday afternoon, I am joined by William Walter, spitting out those facts. He did the homework, and we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Because, Will, I have a theory here that it's not just on the generics that, like, Scott Walker's pumping out. Well, they're just indoctrinated. It's not just the generics that Gen Z are fed up on. It's a whole host of issues. It's the anti-abortion stance that the Republican Party has taken very hard line since Dobbs. It's the anti-democracy stance that Republicans have taken for 12 years here in Wisconsin with the anti-democratic gerrymandered maps that we have. And on guns, they refuse to actually protect students. And this is the generation that has grown up with shooting drills, active shooting drills on their school campuses. And so, yeah.
You want to talk about impacting education at the ground level? That impacts education at the ground level. I don't want to hear anything about, oh, these books are so scary, and oh, we can't allow our students to be exposed to these gross ideas, when you're quite literally training them how to avoid a school shooter.
Yeah, that is much more traumatic than reading To Kill a Mockingbird or whatever books they're trying to ban these days. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. If you want to share a tangent on this Monday afternoon, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And we're going to talk about all the different facets that Gen Z may just be fed up with. Or if you take the other stance, if you take Walker's stance, and oh, they're just a bunch of young, indoctrinated students, we want to hear that too. 844-967-2789.
What's good?
Who is?
The old timers.
I am not old.
You're over 40. That's the cutoff.
Listen to what he's saying. Retraining. New system. Youth. This kid is the Grim Reaper. We're gone.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows level off around 51. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 34. High of 38. Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation, 38. Tuesday, about an inch of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
People try to put us to death.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, if you're moving around, out and about, download the Civic Media app. You can take us with you on the go. You can jump from station to station and tune in to all of the excellent programming that Civic Media puts on throughout the day. And I'm joined on this Monday afternoon by William Walter. And Will, we're talking generational change. And is Gen Z just fed up, or are they indoctrinated?
They're built different, Luke. They're built different.
And
they're not taking it anymore.
They're not taking it, but it's very easy for the talking heads, the conservative talking heads, to say, ah, well, we're gonna now use this loss that we just face in this election cycle after election cycle, because it's been pretty consistent here in Wisconsin. 14 out of the last 17 statewide elections, Republicans have lost. And so,
and two of those were this year.
Yeah.
Their two of their victories were this year.
Two of their victories were 2022.
Correct.
Yes.
The election we just had, yes, I should have said.
Last November. I was a little confused there, Will. I'm like, what
time
are you talking
is an
about?
Illusion.
Yes, it is. It's a real strange time. But it's interesting to see if they're going to use their shortcomings in these election cycles to then try to punish universities, to stifle free speech by inviting speakers like really terrible anti-democratic speakers and force the college campuses to have them and take a variety of different approaches to handling this loss. Or they could actually have some self-reflection and be like, oh, well, we should improve our positions on these different areas rather than just blaming the young people for not liking us. And we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents and thoughts on this Monday afternoon. Up first today, we're going to Ben in Oshkosh. Ben, what's on your mind today?
I just got two quick points. Walker blaming liberal indoctrination is absolutely ridiculous because he was governor for 8 years. So he was in charge of the education of a lot of these college kids who are voting for the first or second time now. And second, the Bow counties went for Janet. Winnebago County elected a conservative justice or judge and the conservative mayor, but still went for Janet. And even Door County went for Janet. So blaming it on college kids is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, if you take a look at the numbers, Ben, it seems like it would be a ridiculous argument to make, but Scott Walker is still going on national television and making that argument. And so we appreciate your phone call, Ben. But maybe, I mean, I don't know.
He hit that ratio, Luke, if it makes you feel any better.
He did get the ratio? Okay.
He got ratioed hard. Yeah,
I believe that. I believe that in full. I didn't see the bottom line. It is very the stylistic changes. You have a problem with Elon Musk for a lot of different things, as do I. But one of the top little petty grievances I have of the style format changes that just like the views that got introduced and all of the different moving and now when you're just on Twitter, you also don't have the hashtag or the at symbol at easy access anymore. They removed that from the baseline keyboard. It's just like, that's so stupid, but this is a petty grievance of mine. I want to hear your thoughts.
We would be
though.
Here for hours, Luke, if you asked me to complain.
We
could
do a whole show on Elon Musk.
With Elon Musk.
Yes. Yes, we can. But right now we're talking Gen Z, indoctrinated or fed up? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Up next, we head over to Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, how you doing on this Monday afternoon?
Good. You guys sound great. Great show. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a 68-year-old lady, granny to these young people, probably older than a granny. But in my opinion, Scotty Walker is an idiot and full of caca. And I see Gen Z as the first line of a defense against fascism. I think they're brilliant. I think they're aware. I think they're motivated, and I say power to those young people because they give me hope. They give hope for our state. They give hope for our country, and all the power to them. They're intelligent. They're aware of all of the issues. They know that climate change is real. They are impacted by every stupid, idiotic things that the people with their R after their name come out with. They are the ones that are going to suffer. So all of us old people need to support these young people because they are our future leaders, and I give them kudos, and I'm very, very proud. Thank you. I didn't mean to go on and on and on, guys, but I think they're wonderful. I think you're wonderful. So, you know, you guys are our future, and people better pay attention because you know what you're doing, and you guys are very intelligent. And we're lucky to have you. So thank you very much. Bye,
thank you,
guys.
Jeannie. Absolutely. And I would count that one then, Will, in the category of fed up, not indoctrinated for Jeannie's vote.
Gen Z is everything that I feel like boomers said millennials would be and that I wish millennials were, but clearly aren't. Like, Gen Z is them. They are the movement. They are the ones that are like, you know what? Nah, we've had enough of this. We're going to change the system. Millennials get all the flack because boomers are their parents, generally, if you look at the age breakdown. And, you know, old people always want to hate on what's young and hip and cool that they no longer understand. But, man, I wish that millennials had been able to lay a bit of a better framework for Gen Z because they are taking everything that we wanted to do and actually getting it done.
Well, come on, man. And so we had to deal with the housing crisis, two different recessions, the war on terror. I was going to say, come on, man. Like, I'm pulling up. I'm the bridge, I guess, between these two. And it's hard to see where we're
economic
at.
Economic catastrophe after economic catastrophe just makes it a little bit difficult to get politically engaged.
The once in a century political events that just keep all happening at the same time. Yeah, it's a little exhausting, but it's exciting to see that Gen Z is pretty fed up. Or do you think they're indoctrinated? We want to hear your thoughts on this Monday afternoon. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media, and we're talking the fallout from the Wisconsin spring election last Tuesday and the different activations that Gen Z has. We're also seeing some of the policies come to roost that Republicans have been courting and donors they've been courting in recent years. Going to get more than that in your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
A progressive voice.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Decisions are on hold. Whether restrictions will go into effect on the FDA-approved abortion drug mifepristone. The Supreme Court issued a temporary stay while it reviews the case until next week. ABC News Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw says the abortion debate front and center once again.
When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last June, it said The Supreme Court is getting out of the business of setting nationwide abortion policy. This is now for the states to decide. And we see, I think, the court is right back sort of in the spotlight. And in some ways, whatever the court does here, it's going to be having a huge impact on abortion law and policy nationwide.
Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira could face more charges in the leaked classified documents investigation. The 21-year-old was formally charged yesterday in Boston federal court. Parts of the Midwest still under heat alerts, and temperatures in the Northeast are cooling a bit. That after summer-like temperatures. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wildfires are raging in Wisconsin for a third straight day. Crews responded to 21 wildfires yesterday, including the 3,000-acre Arcadia fire. Several people have had to evacuate their homes, but we don't know of anyone getting hurt. There's rain and cooler temperatures in the forecast tomorrow. Fires aren't the only problem in Wisconsin. Flooding on the Wisconsin River means several people in Wausau are having to evacuate their homes. Planners say high water not only poses a danger to people who live in flood zones, but to rescue workers who might be called to pull people out. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Council.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, and that's the sentiment that Scott Walker's given. We don't need no education. Because he's conflating it to liberal indoctrination, and that's the reason why Republicans keep losing. Will, I can't even get through it without chuckling a little bit, because it's that comical of a thought to me, but that's what the former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, said going on national television, Fox News, last week, Friday, and sharing those thoughts.
Maybe that's why he's the former governor and has no interest in running against Tammy Baldwin. It's not because it wouldn't be fun.
I think that's the six-figure that he now cashes in from, what is it, Young Americans?
Yeah, YAF, Federation? Yeah. And I think
Federation
it's actually,
or Foundation, I forget what it is. It's a high six-figure number.
I was going to say it's closer to seven figures.
It's like three-quarters of the way there. But I think that's better. That better explains why Scott Walker's like, oh, yeah, oh.
Oh, the Senate would be boring. I don't want to be a senator. Not the fact that he would just have the floor wiped with him if he were to go up against incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2024. That's what Walker and a lot of conservatives are saying is, oh, it's the indoctrination. That's what the youth are indoctrinated. That's why we're losing. We need to fight back against indoctrination rather than, you know, coming up with better ideas. We want to hear your thoughts. Is Gen Z an indoctrined generation, or are they just fed up of the BS that they've been sold and are now starting to have that reflect at the ballot box? They're showing up and voting accordingly after being fed up. 844-967-2789. You can join Dueling Tangents all 2 o'clock hour long on the phone lines. Call or text 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Mark this afternoon. Mark, how are we doing today?
Well, doing okay, considering I got to stay in the hospital now for I don't know how much longer before they release me to rehab.
But sorry to hear that, Mark.
I'm a 64-year-old guy that can remember back in probably 1970 when they ushered all us boys out of the room so they could show the girl a film or something like that, and probably their oncoming, you know, becoming womanhood thing. And it just now the Republicans don't even want women to discuss menses in school, for God's sake. I mean, let alone school shootings. I mean, it is just shocking to me that this is going on. That, I mean, we're inundated with commercials now with the new underwear to take care of to women's hygiene needs for that. But they do not want girls to discuss menses in school. It is just, let alone the indoctrination. I mean, Scott Walker's got his own little youth organization. They're indoctrinating those kids into their conservative mindset. Well, that's indoctrination too there, Scotty. That, Scotty can suck it. I mean, that.
Appreciate the thoughts, Mark. I hate to break it to you. There's somebody there at the end of the millennial generation, beginning of the Gen Z, they still had separate health classes growing up for quite a while. At least that's how I remember it. The boys and the girls were still separated ahead of those health classes in fourth, fifth, sixth grade. But appreciate the phone call, Mark. 844-967-2789. I think it is a large part that Gen Z is just fed up. I think the former governor, Scott Walker, is just incorrect. He's miscalculating the politics surrounding this. Because
you look at it, Luke implies he's not doing this in bad faith.
That's fair. That is a fair argument to make, Will. But if you look at it, because if you were to evaluate it any other way, he would have to change. Republicans, conservatives, they would have to change. That's the hard part of actually addressing this problem for where I believe it is. And it's that the Republicans are out of touch. The elected officials that are Republicans are out of touch. Conservative thought leaders are out of touch. And it's very clear on a range of things, from education and to the anti-abortion stances that the party has taken, to a lot of anti-democratic actions that Republicans have taken in recent years. And Will, we touched on this story a little bit with the ProPublica reporting last Friday on Dueling Tangents. We talked about the piece Clarence Thomas and the Billionaire. And since we got off the air on Friday, and folks, if you missed any portion of that show, you can go check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab. You can go to Dueling Tangents and see that podcast from last Friday. But we talked about the reporting at ProPublica, which was excellent long-form journalism, talking about the instances.
Very well done.
Very, very well done. Since he was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1991, Clarence Thomas had since become friends with a Republican mega donor and conservative Texas businessman, Harlan Crow. And the reporting is fantastic. We're not going to go into it again. Again, you can check out the podcast of Dueling Tangents last Friday. But since we got off the air on Friday, Will, some new revelations of who Harlan Crow is and the things that he likes to do in his free time, the things that he does, his hobbies he keeps, the collections that he has around his properties, have come to further light. Not initially reported. We talked about it in the ProPublica piece about some interesting paintings, a very exclusive upstate New York resort that Clarence Thomas goes to. There's an old style soda fountain, and they've got a giant replica of Hagrid's cottage. All those things were reported in the ProPublica
piece. Trying to show off how quirky he is. Like, oh, I'm just this weird
just
little
like
billionaire.
Oh, these cool billionaire. Hang on, not just a millionaire. Billionaire, I believe.
This is billionaire with a B.
Yes,
people.
With a B.
Yes.
But kind of like, oh yeah, why wouldn't Clarence Thomas want to go to Harlan Crowe's properties and spend time every single year? But since reading about that piece on the air last Friday, some new details over at The Nation came to light, Will. And it seems like Harlan Crowe has another fascination that he likes to collect. And it gets chalked up as memorabilia from fallen dictators of the 20th century. But in essence, it's a lot of former Nazi stuff. And this is just really, really strange. And I think it ties together with the broader anti-democratic small d, not like the Democratic Party, the party of Democrats, but like democracy in general, the anti-democracy stances that conservatives here in the United States have taken and really escalated in recent years. Because this Republican mega donor has a statue garden of 20th century dictators, Will. And
that
it's,
were the statues present in their home nations. It's
yes.
Not like he hired someone to build a statue. He quite literally saved statues of these dictators that they had set up themselves.
Yes. And he also has other, he's got paintings hanging on in his property down in Texas. He's got paintings painted by Adolf Hitler. He has a signed copy of Mein Kampf. Like, really strange things to, like, this isn't like a never forget kind of thing. This is kind of like never forget kind of thing. Like, it's very weird, Will, and it's just baffling to me that this is the company that some individuals in politics here in Wisconsin court. They don't just seek his company.
There is a wide range of connections. Ted Cruz had a tweet where he was in Crow's library swearing in a Texas judge along with Clarence Thomas in 2018. I mean, first of all, Luke, anybody who has a fireplace that's like 8 or 9 feet tall, they're a Bond villain. Okay, I don't care what they do. I don't care how they live their life. No human being that's reasonable, sensible, cares about the long-term success of humanity has something like that. But B, the way it was described was they treat his estate almost like a museum, or they try to convey the appearance of a museum so that people who show up aren't kind of freaked out by the fact that this private entity has all of this Nazi memorabilia. It's so prominent that guests of his have noted, do you think it's weird how much Nazi stuff is sitting around here? How much Nazi stuff do you have to have before people are looking around and looking at each other and being like, yo, is this guy a Nazi? Like, what's going on?
I think
here?
As soon as you have two, that's kind of tipping your hand in that general direction. That's just my thought. Unless you're like a Smithsonian, if it's two.
A literal museum.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
that's
the cover. Two or more
that's kind of what I'm getting
bad.
At.
Yes.
I think they try to cover it as a museum rather than a private person owning this so that it looks, it doesn't reflect as poorly on the individual who owns it. You got to keep in mind, too, Luke, that Harlan Crowe is the chairman and former CEO of Crowe Holdings, which was founded by his father. So, again, this is a rich man who grew up fabulously wealthy, completely insulated from the real world, as the vast majority of human beings have to witness. And he has turned his attention towards these, you know, outlandish, weird, frankly creepy hobbies because he has never needed to actually do anything in his life.
And so he has these creepy hobbies of collecting Nazi and other 20th century dictator regime memorabilia. And then the other is flying Clarence Thomas, one of the 9 Supreme Court justices for the U.S. Supreme Court, around the world on his private jet and hosting him 1 week a year every year for the last 20 years at his upstate New York resort. It's very, very fascinating. But one of the quotes from this piece over at thenation.com, the story headlined, Clarence Thomas's Rich Friend Collects Judges, Politicians, and Nazi Memorabilia, written up by Jeet here. And this is the quote, Will, because I think it sums up a lot of the piece. Harlan Crowe is both a collector of evil and an evil collector. His evil is not so much the objects he gathers around him as the belief that he has the right to buy anything without regard to consequences. He's bought not just the Hitler artifacts, I believe is what it's hitting at, but it's not what it actually is, but also intellectuals, politicians, and justices. Nor are all the purchases just on the right. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is among the politicians who have felt the need to keep Crow's company. No person should have as much as Crow. The artifacts he owns belong in public archives and museums. The public officials he owns also need to be pried away from Crow's grasping hands. Their duty is to the public, not to plutocrats. And so really? I think that so well sums up why the relationships that this individual, Harlan Crowe, is fostering and nurturing with $500,000 trips to the Indonesian islands on super yachts that don't get disclosed on judicial ethics filings. Looking at you, Clarence Thomas. But this rise in anti-democratic actions from the individuals at the helm of these institutions, that's a reason why Gen Z is so fed up with the BS, is because there is this behind-the-scenes game that is being played and acting like we are this glowing, shining city on a hill. As Reagan used to.
We're a bastion of freedom and democracy, but yes, really we're controlled by a small handful of unfathomably wealthy oligarchs.
And so for a lot of time, people took it for granted that we were this bastion for freedom and democracy. But as those rights are stripped away, as women no longer have autonomy over their bodies, and a lot of these plutocrats and politicians just believe that there is a chessboard that they are playing on, and that everybody else is just pawns, that, oh, well, they're not going to show up because young people never show up. Gen Z is proving them wrong. Gen Z is showing up in numbers here in Wisconsin. And there's a lot of different reasons. I think this is one of the aspects. It's not indoctrination on liberal college campuses. It's the fact that for so long we've been told a story. As Brian and I allude to here on Dueling Tangents all the time, narrative is everything. And for so long, they were told that this is how it was done, and they're just told to accept it. But now Gen Z is saying, no, we're going to mobilize, we're going to get politically involved, and we're going to show you how it's actually going to be done. And it's really encouraging, but at the same time, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And I'm really excited to be able to have you on the airwaves, Will, so that we can keep talking about this, because it's super important. But if you've got a thought, we want to hear it as well. Is Gen Z indoctrinated? Or are they just fed up with the way that the current status quo is? 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by William Walter on a Monday afternoon. We've got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy. Lows level off around 51. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 34. High of 38. Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation, 38. Tuesday, about an inch of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 81.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I woke up, it was 7, waited till 11 just to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all alone when you're spending every day on your own? And here it goes.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday afternoon by William Walter. No, it's not that midweek visit the Will typically gives us on Wednesdays, so we really apologize throwing off your entire week if we're doing so with this appearance, but that's okay. You can just look at the calendar, be reminded what day it is.
I mean, hey, give me a call on Wednesday, people. I'm available.
There you go.
I'll sit there and talk with you for hours.
If you want to share your tangent with us here on this final segment of the day for Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. Last Friday, former Governor Scott Walker going on Fox News and saying, well, it's the liberal indoctrination of our students. That's the reason why Republicans keep losing, not the fact that we have terrible ideas and terrible candidates and don't stand for a whole lot, just kind of cash the checks of the donors and do it. No. None of that self introspection. None of that. It was
that
all.
That would require looking in a mirror, Luke. And vampires can't see their own reflection.
I wouldn't go that far, but you could say that, Will. That's fine. We want to hear your thoughts out there as well. Here on Dueling Tangents, we're taking your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Justin in Madison. Justin, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
First of all, I just want to tell you guys, thanks for everything, and I'll try to make it as quick as I can. So I started my day today checking out some emails, and I have two kids, and they both go to school in the Sun Prairie school system, and today was active threat drill day. So I want to get back to the former governor, and I never thought I'd say this, but I think he's absolutely right. I do think young people are being indoctrinated, and I think they're being indoctrinated because they have to go to school and do active threat drills. You know, when I was a kid, we had like tornado and earthquake and stuff like that, but definitely not an active threat drill. My kids are pretty cool. You know, I have a pretty good relationship with them. And I kind of talked to him about, you know, how'd it go today? How's the active threat drill? And my kids, like a lot of young people in school, are scared about this sort of thing, you know? So you got a kid, even if you grew up in a Republican household where your dad or your mom is talking about, you know, Trump is awesome, the governor's awesome, that's one thing. But then when you go to school and you're in school, and you have an active threat drill, you're being indoctrinated, you know, because that's something that's frightening. That's something that's scary. And a lot of kids know, hey, Republicans, they want you to be able to have whatever kind of gun you want. And Democrats, they want some gun control. You know, if you want to go with your grandma or your grandpa and hunt a deer during, you know, the hunting season, hey, that's great, you know, but they know Democrats don't want you to be able to have a Bushmaster 3,000,000 or whatever, unless you're in the army or law enforcement or something like that. So, I mean, like the email today, there's some verbiage in there like evacuate, and it says find the closest exit and get out of the building. In a real event, run to the space where you can no longer see the building, neighborhood, businesses, wooded area. All are good options. And then it says in this email, counter, whether you barricade and hide or evacuate, having something in your hand to throw as a distraction is best practice should you encounter a threat. Now, if you're doing drills like these for kids who are like K through 12, when it's your turn to vote, you're not going to want to vote for the people who say, let's have these crazy guns and maybe people can bring them to your school and violence can happen. So I think the governor's right, man. I think, you know, what the GOP's doing, not only in Wisconsin, but nationwide, is indoctrinating kids. It's indoctrinating them to let them know that Republicans are off their rocker. So that's all I have. Thanks a lot. You guys are doing an awesome job. Thank you for everything. And also, too, thank you, Sun Prairie School District, for trying your best to keep my children safe. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. I love teachers. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Justin. That is a terrific phone call. And the traumatization that our school students have to go through now because certain politicians just refuse to actually try, to even try to address these problems, I wouldn't equate it to indoctrination, but I can see your argument. I can definitely see that.
What I heard from Justin's argument is the fact that we're having these school shooting drills so frequently, it's almost like it's trying to normalize it for the students. Like you're trying to convince young people, well, gosh darn it, there's nothing we can do about these guns, so you might as well get used to it, be prepared, be knowledgeable, and understand how to best handle the situation. And you could make the argument, I think, that that's indoctrinating them because you're convincing them that a better world is not possible. You're telling them that change can't be made, so why bother? And it's trying to like almost scare them into a worldview that I don't think is realistic.
And I think it gets back to Gen Z's fed up.
They're rejecting it.
They're fed up and they're rejecting it and they're showing that at the ballot box. And
indoctrination, Luke, or inspired?
And I think it's important to point out, Will, that the older generations, boomers, Gen Xers, for a really long time, they had active drills in school as well. They had duck and cover. We were in a stalemate, a cold war against the Soviet Union, and the duck and cover drills were what they did in reality. But you know what? Those bombs never came. Nuclear bombs never came from the Soviet Union. The duck and cover drills were something that those individuals, that's their response to solving a problem. Thoughts and prayers and active shooter drills, rather than actually having concrete, common sense legislation that could be done to stem in any regard this problem. But instead, in Tennessee, where the most recent mass school shooting occurred, I can't say mass shooting because there was one in Louisville earlier today at a bank.
This morning.
But the last school mass shooting that we've seen as a nation in Tennessee, less than 10 days ago, instead of actually addressing and hearing and having a conversation and debate about common sense actions that could prevent tragedies like that from occurring again, Republicans in charge of the Tennessee state legislature decided to expel two out of the three Democratic lawmakers that joined those protests of young people in Nashville. Instead, they said, we're going to kick you out for voicing solidarity with those young students that wanted to see action in Tennessee. That's why young people are fed up. It's not indoctrination. It's the gross negligence and in many regards, acceptance by a lot of Republican lawmakers of the status quo and acting like nothing can be done about it. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate William Walter for joining me on this Monday afternoon. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab, Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life.
VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,